Well, the PET scan thing, I think, is not answered yet.
Do people want to know about it? Because I think they do.
People do want to know about it. And frankly, this causes a lot of dilemmas for me, because what we really don't know yet is what to do with the interim PET scans and whether, you know, I think a PET scan at the end of therapy is very valuable. And especially if you're treating aggressive lymphoma, the intent is cure. And if you have a positive PET scan at the end of therapy, then that's really worrisome. But I also don't act on a positive PET scan without biopsy proof that there is disease. So I think that that needs to be validated. And Memorial Sloan Kettering Group and Dr. Moskowitz and Dr. Zelenitz have presented some data that if you do these scans really early on after dose-dense kind of therapy, they're misleading, and that they biopsied the majority of their patients with positive PET scans and they were negative in terms of negative biopsies. And they have remained negative without relapse. So there's some worry about when the timing of the PET scan is to the chemotherapy. Probably have to wait at least 3 weeks between cycles.